Well, our chairperson is not here, so I guess we'll go to the bench and or to the bullpen. Let's go around the table. We've got the new faces here and introduce ourselves. I start up Sayed Shukusadeh with Evansville MPO.
I'm Christian Tree with NDOT, Capital Program Director at Vincennes.
I'm Angie with the Easter Sales Rehabilitation Center.
Nicole with the
Carrie Aiken with the Evansville MPO.
Pam Drock with the Evansville MPO.
Erica Tay with Federal Highway Indiana.
Shreefer with the MPO.
Aaron Shreefer with the MPO.
John Pekosik with David Matthews Associates.
Jeff Whitaker with Black Wonder. Sean Wells, Shrewsbury Associates.
Clara Lane with the MPO. Cinda Phillips with the Arc of Evansville.
Jordan Conaway, Arc of Evansville.
Sierra Nunez, Arc of Evansville.
All right. The first item of the agenda is approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Say yes, I guess if you agree with it. And the second item would be the project update. Pam and Chris, I guess they would.
So we've provided the new format for you. For the local funded projects and the Kentucky projects, we're going to include all of the projects that we're following, whether there's been a significant change, I should say, since the last time we reported to you. And what we'll do is we'll highlight, as you can see on there, we'll highlight the squares that indicates that there's been a change. And those are the things that I'll talk about today, but feel free to ask any questions about any of the other projects on the list as well. So starting with Walnut Street Phase 1, Stage 3 design plans and supporting documentation were submitted to NDOT on September 11th. Walnut Street Phase 2, they're finalizing the utility work plan documents. Washington Avenue Project, Phase 2 limited site investigation results came out clean, and if you recall, that's a soil testing process there. Final plans were submitted to NDOT in preparation for the December 11th bid letting. Weinbach Avenue, which is under construction, the work continues on the side streets, sodding, and pavement markings, and it's looking really good. I don't know if anybody's been down that way to see that. Greenway Mid-Levee Connection, paving of the path is complete, sodding, fencing, guardrail, and sign installation is ongoing. And all work should be complete by the intermediate completion date of October 10th.
Yeah, ribbon cutting on that.
Oh, is there? Do you know what day? That's okay. That's okay. Well, thank you. Great. So there's a ribbon cutting already set up for that. Wonderful. The signal preemption project. A project kickoff meeting was held to review and confirm the project scope and the development timeline. Sign replacement phase 3, which is under construction. A pre-construction meeting was held on September 30th. Signal modernization project that includes 7 intersections on Green River Road and Washington Avenue. The PE survey work is underway. And similar to signal modernization at First Avenue Mill and Green River and Vogel, PE survey work is underway. Columbia Delaware Bridge, construction is expected to begin October 14th. Franklin Street Bridge, environmental field work for the Section 106 and waters report is complete, and a scour analysis has begun. Oak Hill Road Project, historic property report and archaeological report have been prepared and are ready for review and comment by the consulting parties. And the early coordination letter was sent to the consulting parties for comments. And then looking at Wark County projects and Bell Road, utility agreements are being circulated for signatures. And several of those may already have been completely executed, and the next step there would be asking for funding. Oak Grove Road, which is under construction, driveways and sidewalks in phase 2 and 3 are being poured. and the Telephone Road Project. A request for funding is being processed, for funding for preliminary engineering. And then I'll move on to the Kentucky projects. Green River Road. Comments that were received at the public information meeting are being reviewed. Wathen Lane Bridge. Notice to proceed to construction was issued September 30th. Construction is scheduled to begin October 14th with a November 14th completion targeted. Watson Lane Project. Comments that were received during the public information are being reviewed, public information meeting. And then the Spotsville Bridge. The letting date for the project was moved to October 25th, 2019. And then I'll turn it over to Chris to talk about the NDOT projects.
Yep, so similar fashion, we have provided Pam information about all the projects going on in the MPO area. I won't necessarily go down through all of them, just highlight a few things. It looks like, so Kyanna, I wasn't here at the last meeting, so Kyanna filled in for me, and looks like she highlighted US 41 at Hillsdale, 66 at Epworth, 41 between the Lloyd and Diamond, and State Road 62 projects along 62 and 66 along the Lloyd. So a couple updates on those, but I wanted to also mention we've got work along, well, on various locations for contract B41167. That is scheduled for a letting in December. Those are thin deck overlays that are along 62 between First Avenue and Green River Road. That is, everything is in our contracts group, ready for that letting, as well as State Road 662, target date on that in January. That will be a shared use road diet connection with Covert as well. So that's moving along also. I know those weren't mentioned last time. A few things that we have, these are identifying some of the major milestones on projects. We have some preliminary field checks that are coming up on projects, so very early in design. So B41137, 41059. Some of these were mentioned last time, so I'll share some updates. So at 41 in Hillsdale, we actually have the stakeholder meeting set for November 13th. That was in the works during our last meeting, as well as having a preliminary field check coming up. Also, we don't have the date set for that. State Road 66 at Epworth, we have had stakeholder meetings currently and are in the works of scheduling a public hearing for that project. We're looking at some additional items, have met with some of the major stakeholders in that area, and are taking a look at some of those things and working to have some follow-up stakeholder meetings in the near future. US 41, no update from last time. And then in regards to several of the projects along the Lloyd, out in fiscal year 2024, scheduled for a letting in November 2023. That item is currently on our 12-month RFP list, and we are looking to do our first round of scoring on those to begin the selection of the consultant for that contract. Likely the end of November, and then we'll have a second round of scoring that will follow in early February. So any questions on any of this? There's a lot going on, I know, so I don't want to bore you with reading through all of the updates, but any questions I can maybe help answer? What was that?
The Levy Trail project.
What was the date though again?
October 23rd.
Okay.
The public meeting on November 13th for the Hillsdale intersection.
Yes.
Do you have a date, a location, and time for that yet?
Location is going to be the library. What is the?
Oakland.
Or downtown?
No, downtown. Yeah, I forget the conference room name.
Okay, yeah, Browning
room. Yeah, so. There will be working on the stakeholder invite at this time, but that's the location we're looking at.
So it's not public meeting, it's a stakeholder.
Correct. It'll be a stakeholder meeting for individuals that, stakeholders that are impacted directly by this project. And then there will be future meetings for public involvement and public hearings as well.
Any other question for Chris or Pam? All right. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Pam. New business, FY 2020-2024 TIP amendment. Pam.
We have two amendments on the agenda today. The first one is to add a project for DNR Recreational Trails Program at Interlake State Recreation Area. We're adding it for construction in fiscal year 2020 for a total of $1,096,000. The project will be funded with 80% federal recreational trails program funds and a 20% state match. On the second project, the project is currently in the TIP and we are adding preliminary engineering in fiscal year 2020 for a total of $289,000. That will be funded with 80% federal NHPP funding and 20% state match, and that's I-64 over Plum Creek.
I do entertain a motion for approval.
Yep, motion. Second.
Any other discussions? Signify by saying aye to, for approval.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. It's approved. Matt, section 5310 call for projects for FY 2020.
Yes, this is for the 2020 section 5310 grant. I sent out the call for projects to, it was an email through the Regional Transit Advisory Committee that we set up. So that includes, I believe, all of the nonprofits that provide transportation, as well as some other nonprofits that might be interested. We changed the format of it a little bit based on some comments from the FTA. So this, the eligibility is for the nonprofits. And if there's any money left over, we're gonna work with Metz and Hart to see if there's any paratransit service. But from now on, we're just gonna send out to the nonprofits. And then we'll go from there. So we'll see what we get in from the nonprofits. Any questions? For those that are part of the advisory committee, we'll talk about it a little bit more on our October 21st meeting, if anybody has any questions when we get to that point. But again, the applications are due November 1st, so we can take any questions at the October 21st meeting too.
I'll pass it to him. We need to the other business.
I'm on a loan board meeting.
That's no problem.
I just got done. So.
We went to the bullpen.
Right.
And
okay, great.
Not the closer, Steve.
The closer.
I don't even know what it is. I apologize, everyone.
To the other business.
Oh, to the other business.
Okay. Number four.
Did everything pass?
Everything passed.
So I apologize. Number four. Is there any other business to be under this? Not public comments? Any public comments?
I just want to introduce Kirsten Jagger. She's our new public information officer for District 2. So
right.
Keith Todd is no longer doing our district. So that's who our contact will be.
Super. Awesome. This most assuredly will be the shortest one ever.
For you.
For me personally.
I was going to say Easter Seals picked up our 5310 grant award from last 2019. And just wanted to thank the MPO. You guys did a really great job of administering it.
Thank you. Yep, the buses got delivered a couple weeks ago.
Something like that. Yeah. Just funny. We didn't know that the Ruby mirror was going to have the camera in it. And so we got to the gas station to fill them up, and the drivers both got out, and they're like, there's a camera in the Ruby mirror!
Yes, there's so always some new updates every time. So
thanks, yeah. Great.
Any other public comments?
The Arch of Evansville would also like to thank the city for the van that we received. The vans that we received through the funding for It allows us to take our individuals with disabilities out into the community, and that just becomes more and more prominent for us to do that. It helps our clients achieve more, and so we greatly appreciate your funding and your investment in us.
And I do encourage you to come to the next meeting. It could be, it should be an interesting meeting, so hopefully you can make it on October 21st.
Any other public comments?
Yeah, I got the Community Crossing Matching Grant came out this morning. And between Vanderburg, Posey, and Gibson, and the cities in there, they got $4.2 million, which is pretty good. Thank you. Everybody's thanking for funding. So
that's right. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Any other public comments? If not, would entertain a motion to adjourn? Is there one? Is there a second?
I'll say it.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
She beat me.